Is she looking at me?
Too much. Our brains don't process it. Because
I can't be sure. With my eyesight, I can't make it out. I think she is. I'll stand in her line of sight, just behind the interviewer. Listen to it.
Absolutely. I mean, I think it's a fantastic question, and it's also a layered one. So it's not something where, okay, you get the concept of the Earth being 4.5 billion years old. You sort of get it, but it doesn't really sink in. There's no way to sink your teeth into anything. There's not a human way to connect with a number that's so abstract as that.
What a woman. What an artist. And she's here on stage, and people have come to see her. To listen to her speak. She has a Guggenheim grant. She's given a TED talk. She works with NASA. But her eyes are too close together. Her nose is beaked. Her lips are thin, and so is her hair. And she's chunky, but has small breasts. Her ass is flat. Her ankles are thick, and so are her arms. She's pale and freckly. That's a stupid tattoo she's got. But listen to her. Everything she is saying is profound. Who cares what she looks like?
Hi. Am I okay? Yes. Did I know you did not mean to upset me? Yes. But we need to talk about unprotected sex. We both let the unprotected sex happen, and I really regret it. If you are having sex with multiple partners, you need to let them all know. I assume you didn't use condoms with all the other women whom you slept with last week either, and men for all I know. I'm going to go to the doctor and get tested. I suggest you do the same. It is just as risky, if not more so, to be having unprotected sex with multiple partners. I resent that I did not have that information until. Go ahead and fuck the pain away and use a condom.
Well, anyways.
So she came to the theater to do a talk. Well, there was an interview, like her and her friend, artist of hers, on stage chatting about the work. And I was when I was watching her on stage, I was like fantasizing, like, maybe this is somebody. Right. So I had that in my head.
Yeah.
Like, maybe this could be someone special. Yeah. And wow, what she's saying is,
yeah,
I haven't heard people talk like this. Thing. And then they were going out. Her and her friends were going out to dinner to drinks down the road to celebrate, and
the book artist
said, why don't you come along? And so I said, cool, okay. Yeah, there's just one problem,
which is
I did not find her physically attractive. Right,
okay,
what's the problem with that?
I don't know.
Well, I don't know. That's a question I to you guys. So
when I was, I guess, 20, I finally got my nose done, and it was in my mind since 17, so I was constantly taking selfies, because I was obsessed with my nose, because I had a very pretty nose, but then my eyes are 6 and 6, so I had to wear heavy glasses all throughout my childhood, so at the end, I ended up having a bump. It didn't look natural at all. It didn't have a cure, so I got it removed.
I had a cyst on my neck in middle school. It was benign. It was fine. But I had to wear a turtleneck for like a few weeks, and people thought I was trying to cover up a hickey. So it didn't go so great because I already had a reputation as being kind of a slut, and it just really worked with that image.
Frame of reference, or even back to this, my favorite statistic of the project is that lichen that grows 1 centimeter every 100 years. Mm-hmm. And I love that for so many reasons. For one thing, we sort of think of our own lifespans as roughly 100 years if we're lucky, so that's a number we can sort of wrap our heads around. But the fact that it's growing this 1 centimeter over a century, that's slower than continents are drifting away from each other. There's all these amazing things that if you just look at the perspective, that it just completely, I just find it mind-blowing, but in the most wonderful way.
And why is a thinner ankle better than a fat one? Really? Why? I'm sure she's healthier than plenty of anorexic 19-year-olds. She's just built wide. She's a real woman. She's a woman in her 30s who is really alive, really living. So I don't find her physically attractive. So what? What does that matter? It's all in my mind. It's a fabrication we've all ended up agreeing on somehow. Eyes should be big, and lips should be big, and tits should be big, and waist should be small. God, am I that shallow? That base, that stupid, that I can't get past the brainwashing, the Playboy bunnies and Sports Illustrated models. And if they look like that, I'll do without spiritual connection, right? If they look like that, I'll put up with hours and hours of inane conversation just to get laid. If they look like that, I want to put my sperm in them. But not if they look like her. Nope, even though this woman is blowing my mind, her upper arms are too flabby.
Oh, I had, it's really gross, I had like 20 warts on my foot. It was so bad. I had to go like to the foot doctor, and then they were like, he would have to like, I guess, like shave it off, and then he would put like a needle, and then it would like really hurt, and then my foot would start bleeding. And then they would wrap it up and I couldn't walk.
It was just scary for me because there was a lump in the neck area, and I'd never seen anything like that before. And my oldest niece is a registered nurse, and she told me to have it examined. And it might be a thyroid, it might not. And I didn't want to take the chance because I lost my mom to throat cancer. I didn't want to go through that. I didn't want my family to go through that. So thankfully it didn't turn out that way, but there was that momentary scare, yes.
So where are you guys now? You guys talking?
No, it went very badly.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. It went very badly, but very ugly.
Wow.
Oh.
We hung out twice. I stayed at her house twice. And the second time, I said some things that upset her.
Hello, Sinjin. I am sorry to hear that you don't think I deserve a polite response. Although, I guess you did warn me that a person like me should not spend time with a person like you. I thought you were just being self-deprecating, but now I understand and will certainly agree to our separate ways without complaint. But I don't believe that you were actually sorry that you upset me. I find your tone exactly what you accuse me of. Self-righteous and mean. Fuck the pain away was a Peaches reference. I assume you knew the song. Sorry if it upset you.
I guess my eyelids get kind of swollen and puffy, itchy, looks kind of like eczema. It's actually like pretty distracting. You can't really keep a straight face right now. You know, when I'm out in the sun and it's sunny out, my eyes start to burn. I used to get like the same problem but on my mouth instead of my eyelids, like it just migrated up my face.
And the next morning I woke up and I was literally from like head to toe covered in like blisters. Completely covered. But it wasn't just like here blisters, like no, my face, under my hair, like everywhere. Like everywhere you can possibly think of blisters. Like blisters everywhere. Like I was like, okay, well this is a little bit scary.
Maybe you met the female version of you of what you want to be.
That's 100,000%, of course. I was like, wow, someone who's successful and what they're doing, and what they're doing is not just, it's not, it's actually important what she's doing. It's not art for art's sake. It's actually got
right.
practical, real world value, and she's doing fucking well. And yes, God, I would love that. Be my, you know, and yeah, and I mean, like, you know, she was inviting me to all sorts of get-togethers, fancy parties, and who knows who I could have rubbed shoulders with, and all that sort of shit, you know.
That's done.
Exactly. I mean, shit.
Where's, sleep your way to the top. Sometime.
Exactly. Where's my ambition?
You know?
Just get over it.
Yeah. And be her bitch.
And totally. And like. Get my shit to the right people.
Exactly. Some people swear by it.
She is the light to my dark. She is the other side of my coin. And I am tails. I'm bad luck. And she's heads. She's fortune. She's the one you want when you flip. She's a more evolved human being than me. And she's a successful artist. She's the artist I want to be. I'll give it all up because my dick doesn't get hard in 2 seconds at the sight of her ass.
But this is actually something that I think is so vital to the creative process, and something that is, I didn't know at the time.
But if I had known you were on some kind of sex bender with a lot of different people, I would have told you that I'm simply not interested in being a part of it.
Like anything, circumstances allow it to happen. Maybe, you know, maybe we could have been good friends, who knows. But it's not how things worked out.
I feel like...
And I don't know if actually we would have been good friends, to be honest.
Well, if you'd built her up so much, it's hard to live that...
No, I don't know. I think I was just really... I'd fallen for what she was... What she had done.
Well, I actually get her a lot of times. Like, all the time, every day. Every once in a while. And, well, it actually hurts, and sometimes it doesn't.
Hey, July 24th. Hey, I know the last person you'd want to hear from, and I'm sure you probably won't open the email. Anyway, in case you do, I have a strange request unlikely to garner a response, but definitely in our case, no harm in trying. I'm making more audio shows and was wondering if you'd spend 5 minutes on voice memo and tell your version of what happened with us and send it to me. I guess I'm appealing to the artist, as I know the civilian will tell me to go to hell. But again, it's a short life and nothing to lose in trying. Truly sorry things turned out as they did. Still not sure how things got so ugly so quickly, which I'm not sure I've experienced before. Part of the reason I want to hear your summary. Perhaps it was because we dove in so deep before testing the water. Hope you're swell and busy, busy, busy. St. John. Oh, well. I don't know. What do you think, Rita? I don't know if it'll make good radio, actually.
I love that you say that now.